here's a story from The World.
In Afghanistan, the LGBTQ community is concerned about the future. While homosexuality has long been criminalized in the country, advocates fear the situation will get more dangerous under the Taliban's strict version of Islamic rule. Many members of the community are now in hiding and hoping to flee the country. The World's Bianca Hillier reports.
I recently got on the phone with a 24-year-old in Afghanistan. She identifies as a lesbian and for years has been a vocal defender of LGBTQ and women's rights in the country. People have been targeted for similar beliefs in the past, so we're not using her name out of concern for her safety. She's been on the move for the past couple of weeks, trying to stay out of the Taliban's path.
Now I'm staying with friends, but I cannot stay here for a long time safely. I will stay 1 week, but after that, for sure, Taliban come to your home.
Twice now, she's been told the Taliban came to where she was staying shortly after she left. She says they've asked for her by name, and she believes they're targeting her because of her identity and activism.
If the Taliban government be recognized by international community and other countries, LGBT and women will not have future in Afghanistan.
She told me she saw this danger coming a while ago, so she reached out to a man who she'd met through an LGBTQ Facebook page. He's also an activist and identifies as gay. But in August, the two of them got married, because they both knew they'd be safer under Taliban rule if they were in a heterosexual marriage.
I didn't want such marriage based on fear, based on escaping from Taliban. We are just husband and wife to be safe from Taliban.
The future of LGBTQ people in Afghanistan is unclear, as details of the new government and what laws it will enforce remain vague. But advocates say there's reason to be concerned.
Between the years of 1996 to 2001, many LGBTQ members were executed by Taliban.
Artemis Akbari is an LGBTQ activist whose family fled Afghanistan during the previous Taliban reign.
For example, in March of 1998, they killed two young men again because of same-sex relationship. They broke down the wall over them. And I do believe that with the arrival of the Taliban, this punishment will be repeated again. The history will be repeated again.
A Taliban judge said as much in July. He told a German newspaper there are only two ways to deal with a gay person: stoning them or crushing them with a 3-meter wall. Nemat Sadat believes the judge is telling the truth. Sadat is a gay activist and author from Afghanistan, now based in the U.S., but he doesn't think the Taliban will carry out these punishments in public.
They know that they need foreign aid money and they need international legitimacy. And so that's only going to happen if they abide by international norms. If they're like killing women and LGBT people, the world is not going to stomach that. So that's why I think whatever policies they do, it's going to be hush-hush.
Nearly 400 people have reached out to Sadat for help, including this 22-year-old gay man in Kabul, who I spoke with over the phone.
The situation for gay people now in Afghanistan is too much danger.
We're protecting the man's identity for his safety. Through tears, he told me he's not only scared for his life, but for his family's.
My father's life, my mother's life, my sister's life is a danger. Because of me, because I'm a gay, every day I'm crying with my sister, every day, every day.
This man is one of the thousands of LGBTQ Afghans asking foreign governments for help. So far, Canada and Ireland are the only countries who have specifically offered refuge to the community. More than a dozen U.S. senators and 60 members of Congress have urged the Biden administration to do the same. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.